This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald. Danny, welcome. Good to be talking with you again this week.
Likewise, Bill.
Hey, Dan, you and I were talking last week about the Central Catholic St. John's Prep game, won by Central Catholic 17-7. And if that was the case, as we were discussing going into the game, people might have thought, hey, that's an upset. But that series, as you were mentioning, has been loaded with upsets the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly crazy. I mean, you look at the dynamic of what happened in week one with Central Catholic, lost to a very good Springfield Central team, but they weren't even competitive in that game. And then you had St. John's Prep, who was so impressive against Marshfield. I mean, logic would dictate they're going to be the heavy favorite going into that game. But, Central Catholic, defensively, they essentially pitched a shutout because the one touchdown was on a punt return. I think if you asked Chuck Adamopoulos, would he have? I don't think he would have been surprised by winning, but I think the fact that he held their offense without a touchdown, I think would shock him.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's the biggest game this weekend? Do you think in high school football in Eastern Mass?
I think you look at Xavarian King Philip, which I think it's going to be an interesting game. On paper, you think Xavarian should be the favorite. But King Philip, they're one of those type of teams that, they don't have the real superstars per se, but they play so well as a team, they're so well coached, and they love this type of challenge. They embrace the underdog role. There are a lot of ways they're very similar to what you get up in the Merrimack Valley with Tewksbury.
If you were to look at the Catholic Conference, Dan, who would they're all good teams, I get it, but what do you think is who will end up on top of there at the end of the year?
Well, I think until somebody proves otherwise, Catholic Memorial is the team everyone is gunning for. I think it's almost like you've got four levels in that league this year. I think you've got CM, who's the clear-cut favorite. I think Xavarian and St. John's Prep, have a shot to beat them. They're very talented. The next level, I think you'd probably get like a St. John's or Shrewsbury, who's off to a bit of a rough start, but, they do play a tough schedule. And then you got BC High and Malden Catholic, who are really rebuilding.
Exactly. Now, let me just ask you this. So we played a couple of weeks of high school football. What else have you learned around, not just, in the Catholic Conference and the powerful teams? Anything else coming into better focus at all?
I think what you're seeing, I think what's interesting is that Hockomock League, which – it's proven that, boy, that's a pretty competitive league where the I think it's a top-heavy league, but those top teams are very, very good. Mansfield and North Attleboro played another classic game last week. North Attleboro winning on the road in overtime. That's the second straight year that game has gone into overtime. I think you're seeing there's a lot of depth in that league. I think, jumping around to the Bay State League, I think, Walpole has been down for a while, which is very unaccustomed for them, given their track record of excellence. And, they certainly opened some eyes last week with the way they manhandled Natick, 26-0. Heading over to, I think Marblehead is going to have an interesting game tomorrow night, playing up at North Andover.
Totally agree with you. I think I was just going to go there, so thanks for going there before me and lead the way. But you're right, that Marblehead win streak, it would, on paper, you would think that this would be a serious challenge for them on the road.
Yeah, you look at North Andover, who had some talent coming back from last year. They're playing at home, and they're another team that's very well coached. Job Dubczynski does a terrific job with that team. They're constantly, even when their talent is down, they're always that proverbial tough out. You don't get too many easy games when you're playing North Andover, and I think that's going to be one of the better games of the weekend, I think.
No, I totally agree with you. Hey, last question for you. A performance or two that kind of stands out from last week, whether it be a unique performance or anything that jumps out at you? Individual performance, I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, a team that's flying under the radar, and I'd be curious to see when they play someone better, is a team like Peabody in your area. Shea Lynch has certainly proven to be one of the better quarterbacks around. He's got some weapons. It'll be interesting to see how they do, moving forward. The schedule's been pretty good in their favor. Another one that I think is going to be an interesting test, and you look at where they're going to face in the league, is St. Mary's this week. They're playing Bishop Feehan, was 0-2, and to me, that's really surprising because they had a lot of guys coming back. They one of their better running backs didn't play last year because of injury, and he's back, and yet they've gotten out of the gate a little slow. And I still think that game Friday night is going to be a big game in terms of the Catholic Central League, as to, you know, who's going to be, you know, the team to beat. You know, you figure those two along with Bishop Fenwick.
Yeah. No, great stuff. And Fenwick has Swampscott this week. Swampscott lost.
That's another good your area, another good one.
Yeah, the Big Blue have lost a lot, but they stepped it up last week. They beat Lynn English. In fact, you know, Dan, I was going to say, I've seen Shea Lynch twice now, his first two games, and his second game, the one last weekend against Classical, I mean, he was running a lot more. He was scrambling, running, and he can do that, but it was more than he had to do in his opening game.
Right. I mean, I think, you know, what happens is, you know, the two big marquee names is at the quarterback position. You've got the Murphy kid at Reading, who's outstanding, and you got Matt Fester at Duxbury, and they seem to garner a lot of the headlines. Whereas, you know, guys like Shea Lynch, you know, they're pretty darn good quarterbacks. You know, they may not get the publicity of a Murphy or a Fester, but, you know, he's pretty solid. There are a lot of coaches who would not mind going into a game with Shea Lynch as their quarterback.
Yeah, the Peabody is a team that if they can keep growing, they'll be formidable. They already are, but you know what I'm saying, yeah.
Right, exactly.
All right, Dan, I'll let you go. Always great checking in with you. You have a great week, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you soon.
You got it. Dan Ventura from the Boston Herald. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.